Well, good morning, everybody. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to share our operational excellence and continuous improvement engine with you, which is Lean Six Sigma, something that has delivered a tremendous amount of success for 3M, something we're quite proud of. I'm going to talk to you about where we've been, where we're at, and where we're headed. And just to be clear, it really is about unlocking potential and increasing levels of predictability. This is our journey. This is our evolution. We started in 2001 with Six Sigma, with strong top leadership commitment, and we realized a lot of success. As a company, we embraced it, and it's become a part of our DNA and woven into our fabric. In 2005, we added lean manufacturing. And lean manufacturing for us is really about engaging our total workforce to eliminate waste and to also improve speed in our value streams, because we realize speed is a competitive weapon. And we're doing quite well on this journey, and I'll share more detail moving forward. In around 2009, we added the business execution process, which is Hoshin-Kanri. And Hoshin-Kanri can be interpreted as policy deployment with method. Any company can talk about achieving goals and objectives, but actually realizing those is another story. Hoshin-Kanri has really helped us to align our global team around achieving our vital few objectives to drive precision execution across the company. And we believe that we're in an elite category here. We've become quite effective at this, and I'll talk a little bit more about that moving forward. But this has been our journey, and it's been quite effective for us. And in the future, 2012 and beyond, we'll focus on deeper lean penetration. We believe there's a tremendous amount of opportunity to further engage our hourly workforce to attack waste every day when they enter our facilities. Lean Six Sigma deployment and acquisition integration. Even though we feel we've been quite effective with acquisition integration, we believe there's some upside there to hit our acquisitions with our Lean Six Sigma methodologies a lot earlier, as well as increased supply chain optimization. You know, as we continue to grow globally, it's important to do great supply chain optimization to continue to drive speed and to reduce costs. Lean Six Sigma has provided some obvious benefits for us in the arenas of growth, cost, and cash, but there's been some other benefits as well. It serves as a common leadership language and has given us a common vision of entitlement. It has also served as to facilitate leadership development as we train our black belts, our master black belts, and we re-enter them into leadership positions, as well as it facilitates great best practice replication. And we are really good at best practice replication. It's an area that we're very quite proud of. What we find is execution can break down as you have to go cross-functional to achieve goals and objectives. Many of us understand the importance of good external VOC, but we also have good internal VOC inside 3M as we drive cross-functional execution, and Lean Six Sigma has helped to facilitate that. This is our coverage, and there is upside for us. By year end, our target is to have 2,500 certified black belts in our company. Think about this. These are 2,500 waste-seeking missiles that as they hit our doors every day, they look to seek and destroy waste. And they're quite good at it. And the good thing about this is they're supported greatly by our leadership team. The majority of our leadership team is also trained in Lean Six Sigma. This is a great success for us, and we do have capability to continue to grow in this area, and we're going after it very vigorously. At the end of the day, the proof is in the pudding. This is our performance. By year end, we'll close with $1 billion of Lean Six Sigma cost savings projects. Let me repeat that. $1 billion, quite significant. And we need these Lean Six Sigma projects to fund additional investments in technology development and product launches, to finance new plant startups, and to offset inflation and other cost increases, while at the same time delivering 20-plus operating margins and 20-plus return on invested capital. This is something that we're quite proud of, and we're really good at this. This is our manufacturing and supply chain house of excellence. And I want to take a little time to go through this because it's very important to us now and moving forward. As with any house, we understand it's important to have a stable foundation. And if you look at our house, we have all of our foundational stability tools in the base of the house. It's embedded in Lean Six Sigma. We are very, very good at this. We have a good understanding of these tools, and we're engaging our entire hourly workforce to understand these tools as well. Also in this house, we have three pillars. We have a design pillar, a material flow pillar, and a quality service pillar. Our design pillar allows us to focus on effective and efficient new product introduction. also helps us to drive better supplier management and also material cost out innovation. Significant amount of upside opportunity for us there as well. Material flow, we really focus on productivity improvements and speed and cycle time. As I mentioned previously, we understand that speed is a competitive weapon for us and a differentiator for us as it allows for greater customer flexibility and improved service. We go after that with our material flow pillar. And then quality and service, very important to us at 3M. Quality is a market qualifier. We understand that we have to have good quality to play. Quality is actually built into the pricing of our products. When we talk about advancing every company, that's one way we do it, through great quality. And we're very good at quality inside 3M. We do all this across the extended value stream, the extended value stream in the enterprise, not just within the four walls of our plant, and not just because it's cute, but because it delivers business value. Our goal is the roof of the house, the highest quality at the lowest total cost and the shortest lead time. This is our supply chain house of excellence, and it's actually fueling a lot of additional ideas for opportunities moving forward for us. I mentioned Hoshin Kanri earlier, and I mentioned it as policy deployment with method. Today, when we develop our goals and objectives, we have detailed action items behind those goals and objectives, which actually helps to drive execution. But what actually happens, some can get enamored with tools. The power with this process is not the tools, but it's the culture behind the process for us at 3M that's really driving a lot of success. The plan, do, check, act culture, where we're checking on a regular basis frequently to make sure we're getting closer to achieving our goals and objectives and that we're also on schedule. When we're not, we make adjustments frequently. The culture behind this process has been very important for us at 3M. It's a culture of accountability. And when we see things we don't like, we respond to them very quickly. So yeah, the tools are our means to an end, and they're really great tools. We have a strong culture of accountability that backs this process that really helps to drive precision execution around our company globally. A few good examples. We understand that as we strive to be the best at what we do, and I define that as being world class, there are selective opportunities for insourcing. And we're going after them very vigorously. We are doing that. This is an example of insourcing with our respirators. 2013 will deliver us a 40% unit cost reduction, and by 2015, 45% for $800,000 a year savings. And when you think about that, if you think about our large global footprint and the number of manufacturing sites that we have globally, those are significant savings. They add up, and they're very important to our success. We know how to do this, and we're going after this. Here's another example from our 3M Pondicherry plant, where this team won the Gold Quality Award for 3M. Very, very great performance achievements, yield improvements of over 90%. And let me remind you, these improvements directly flow to the bottom line when we have yield improvements. Rework reduction of over 65%. I talked about the importance of quality and that quality pillar on our house of excellence. Quality in station and doing things right the first time. Here's proof that we're doing that. Reduction in power usage by 10%. And more importantly, zero customer defects. Zero customer defects, which is a good segue into my next slide. I've shared a couple examples with you on operational excellence and how we drive it on the back end. We also use Lean Six Sigma to help our customers be better, to help drive greater customer loyalty and intimacy. This is a competitive differentiator for us because we don't feel that many of our competitors can follow us in this space. We are very good at this, and these are some of the customer voices. Behr, they helped us reduce oversight on quality. The Home Fix-It page, they're more than just a supplier. Verizon, they cared about our operations being successful. We've done 720 of these projects since inception, and it's really helped us to develop a stronger relationship with our customers. Moving forward, as I mentioned, there is some unlocked potential out there that we're going after very, very, very vigorously, some potential that we're going after. Lean penetration, greater lean penetration and deeper lean penetration in countries where we have developing markets. One way we're going to do that, I won't go into too much detail here, is effectively engaging our workforce more, our hourly workforce more, in practical problem solving. Everything doesn't require a Six Sigma project, perhaps tracking back to the point of cause and asking five why and using fishbone diagrams. Efficient and effective acquisition integration. We're really good at this in 3M. We want to use our Lean Six Sigma methodologies with our acquired companies. And also in the supply chain space, where a large synergy capture is there in the supply chain space. We're going after that very vigorously. Cost of poor quality and product and process understanding. Product and process understanding is where we align voice of customer with our manufacturing processes. Opportunity there for us, we're going after very vigorously. Supplier and vendor management. Just as I shared how we work with our customers, we understand there's opportunity to work with our suppliers to help our incoming supplier quality. And then our traditional Lean Six Sigma growth, cost, and cash projects that we're very, very good at. We will continue that, and we'll dig in a little bit deeper in every one of these circles to find additional opportunities. We're actually excited about the future. In conclusion, 3M's strong Lean Six Sigma foundation is deeply embedded in our operations and has been a key enabler of our 3M success. We know that and understand that. We'll not lose that. We are adding resources to further support new manufacturing supply chain operations in high-growth developing markets. And we will build on and leverage our successes in acquisition integration. We've done quite well, but in the spirit of continuous improvement, we understand there's much more to do, and we're very excited about vigorously going after these additional opportunities. Thank you.